In anticipation of changes to tax code becoming law, New Jersey Governor-elect Phil Murphy is joining New York and California's governors to prepare a legal challenge to block it from taking effect. Joining me with details is NJ Spotlight reporter John Reitmeier. John, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
What aspect of this 500-page tax code are these three governors taking umbrage with?
Well, it sounds like there are a number of elements of this tax plan that they're upset about. But the number one thing that's drawing their attention is the proposed scaling back of something that's known as the state and local tax deduction, or SALT deduction. And what that basically does is it lets taxpayers write off from their federal taxes their tax obligations to whether it's their state or their local government. And in New Jersey, the big one is property taxes. By some estimates, more than 40% of New Jersey residents currently claim the SALT deduction in a way that lowers their overall taxable income as far as the federal government sees it. And in New Jersey, the average property tax bill is over $8,500, and it's a lot higher in some counties in North Jersey. And the average income tax burden in New Jersey is $1,500. So not being able to write off just those two amounts for the average taxpayer, it could mean some, not all, but many New Jersey residents could take a significant hit.
So with that, is Murphy contending that this as an aggregate will hurt the broader state economy?
What's being argued is that the overall impact on the state economy, we might see housing prices fall if you can no longer deduct the high property tax bills in New Jersey. We might also see cuts to federal programs that a lot of people benefit from if the tax legislation doesn't generate the type of economic growth that its supporters are predicting it will. And so that will impact people in New Jersey and other states, even if they get some sort of a modest tax benefit from this legislation.
So, John, what form would the legal challenge take?
The three Democratic leaders were not very clear in exactly what their legal argument will be, but it will be centered around this idea of double or even triple taxation. Basically, the essence of that argument is to say one makes $100,000 in income but has to pay a $10,000 property tax bill, then in essence, that first $10,000 of their income is already spoken for. And for over a century, the federal government has allowed you to deduct that $10,000 you pay in property taxes from your income as far as the federal government sees it for tax purposes. In New Jersey, incidentally, the state allows a $10,000 deduction for property taxes already. So the state has also recognized that, you know, again, if we use that $100,000 example, someone pays $10,000 in property taxes, the state of New Jersey only taxes you on $90,000, and the federal government has only taxed you on the total amount minus your property taxes and minus your state income taxes.
Is there a salient counterargument?
The proponents of getting rid of this deduction point to basically it's taken advantage of in several high tax states, and they see it as a matter of fairness, meaning the federal government is effectively rewarding states like New Jersey that have high tax burdens by allowing those states' residents to write off their tax burdens. And as a matter of fairness as well, someone in, say, a state like Texas, where the tax burdens aren't as high, would then arguably be picking up more of the overall tax burden because someone in New Jersey is allowed to write off more of their income.
To which New York Governor Cuomo, for one, responds, we put more into the till than we take out. How does he make that claim?
There's been a lot of research that shows states like New Jersey, New York are the exact states that end up coming out on the wrong end when it comes to contributing money to the federal government and then getting money back, whether it's services or payments from the federal government.
There's a lot of muscle in these three states, New York, New Jersey, and California. As a total, do we know how much those three represent in terms of the nation's GDP?
Yeah, the estimate is right around 40%, and so the three Democratic leaders are arguing that if these consequences that we foresee happening are to come and it upsets the economies in our three states, New York, New Jersey, and California, we're 40% of the nation's gross domestic product, and so you may end up upsetting the overall economy even though the goal would be to stimulate it. And so that's been the warning that these three leaders are issuing.
John, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
You're welcome.